Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
Whiskey 6, Hotel Sierra.
WATD Mobile on the train.
WATD, good morning. Whiskey 6, Hotel Sierra.
Whiskey 6, Hotel Sierra from Whiskey 8, Juliet Delgado.
doing on this beautiful field day?
Well, we are probably about a half an hour out from the field day site, maybe less than that. Driving in this morning, totally loaded down.
Oh, far out. What you loaded with? You got your gear, your HF, your deployment?
I got the Yaesu FT-991, once event antennas, heading into the Genesee County Radio Club today.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm sitting in Delta Township right now at my mom and dad's place. I've got my IC-7300 and a SS-25 vertical whip, and I'm about ready to get set up here and see what I can get going. W6HS.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever you're operating on 2 meters, it's got terrific audio. Sounds great. We are, I don't know what antenna I'm going to use. I brought a variety today. I usually do. I was almost thinking about starting out with the ATS-120 motorized antenna. Seeing how that might perform. But a lot depends on how the band is doing. The worse the band conditions, the bigger the antenna has got to be.
Yep. This stainless steel whip I have is resonant on 20, so I'm hoping I can work 20 today. But I've got an external tuner, and I can actually tune this thing anywhere from 6 to 160. It works really well 10 to 40, and of course that sweet spot at 20 with the being resonant there. So it's a pretty sweet setup. I can work a lot of bands with this one setup here.
Not very good. I got one of those 17-foot stainless steel pull-up whips. I generally use that on 20 meters because you get your full quarter wave, and then I've got ground radials that I deploy all off a TriMag mount up off the roof. Seems to work pretty good. The internal tuner on the 991 is not the best, but it works.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea, you know, using the TriMag mount on the roof. Geez, I wish I'd have brought it. I have one sitting in my garage at home, and I just looked at it as I was packing the truck and didn't even think of that. But that's a good idea, mounting the SS-17 on a mag mount. Geez, that's a great idea.
It works. Name is John. I wonder what your name is. And we do a lot of POTA stuff, so when you do perks on the air, you've got to be able to set up quick, make it work, and be able to take it down quick, and I think that the TriMag mount on the roof is, you know, one of the ways to go.
Yeah, for sure. That's brilliant. Name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie, and I'm running a Yaesu FTM-500 at the moment.
Copy that. We got the old Linko 9, 635, there we go. Dual band rig. And let's see, I think we're hooked up to the relatively, I call it big size dual band antenna on the roof. Not one of the little shorties, like the 48-inch one.
Yeah, there you go. I've got I'm running a Diamond, I forget the exact model. It's the same gain figures as the Diamond X50. It's about, I don't know, 56 inches tall or something. I got that mounted on the luggage rack in my Forerunner, so from the ground to the tip of my antenna is about 11 feet.
Yeah, it works better. I do some SOTA work besides POTA. And, of course, you know, infamous comment, you know, the bigger the antenna, the better. The breaks.
Yep. All right, well, hey, you said you were going to Genesee County. What's the situation like down there?
As far as weather?
Oh, as far as what you guys are doing for field day. Is it a group event?
Yeah, I think you're going to operate 5 Alpha. Doing it at one of the local churches down towards Grand Blanc Way. This will be my first time coming down here for field day. I haven't done it in a long time. I used to be president of the Genesee County Radio Club many, many years ago. But I've since basically retired, and I live up in the Gladwin area, up in a little area called Sugar Springs.
I have a rough idea where Gladwin is, but I've never heard of Sugar Springs. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I actually drove here from San Jose, California. I left Monday and arrived in Lansing Thursday afternoon.
Heck of a trip! Cross country by yourself?
Yeah, I drove by myself. I got the car all set up. It's a nice little cabin, and yeah, I drove about 8 or 9 hours a day. It's a pretty amazing trip. If you've never been across I-80, it's some incredible scenery through there. You know, you go through northern Nevada, Salt Lake City, and then across Laramie and Cheyenne. It's just beautiful country.
And see, you hit the Indiana border, and then everything goes right to pieces.
Oh, geez, yeah. You don't need to tell me. You get into Illinois, they charge you a toll, and then they put you in stop-and-go traffic.
Yeah, we were down there, less than a month ago, I think, and activated a park in Illinois and some of them down in Indiana, did Indiana Dunes and all that, so I know what the traffic is like down there.
Yeah, but you know, once you get west of there, toward Des Moines, it opens up, and, you know, I did not encounter much traffic at all until I got really to eastern Iowa and into Illinois. I mean, all the way from San Jose, it was pretty wide open.
Yeah, and got one of my radio partners here in the car with me, and he's just saying to warn you about the Illinois toll roads that they can charge you 3 times the toll if you're not set up with them. You gotta, yeah. They said, go on to the website and pay it with a credit card within 14 days. Otherwise, they will sock it to you. There we go.
Okay, well, I very much appreciate that advice. I did see that there was $1.10 toll, but there was, like, no way to pay it. There was no information as far as how to go about paying it, what website to go to, or anything like that. So it sounds like a scam to me. W6HS.
Yeah, that's Chicago, man. I mean, they're going to start charging service taxes on waitresses, on anything. You go to the auto mechanic, you go anywhere, and they're going to start charge you a service charge for the people that do things for you. Yeah, the service you. So they're going to tax you for that, too. But I remember we went to, a little over a year ago, we went to New York via the tollway, called in on the phone, had everything set up so that your license plate number's in the system, and I still got the bill in the mail.
Oh, geez. Hey, I really appreciate you guys telling me this, because I was going to look it up and figure out how to do it, and then it totally slipped my mind. But now that you mentioned it, yeah, I definitely need to take care of that. I'm not going to give the state of Illinois a penny more than I need to.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else that might upset you, too. We just paid $2.74 a gallon for gas.
Yeah, that's the other interesting thing driving across is, like, just the difference in gasoline, the prices, the blend, the quality. It's like every place is different, you know. It's like you get in the plains and, man, they want to sell you ethanol, ethanol, ethanol.
You know, I don't know. I don't think this vehicle runs on ethanol. I'm driving a Jeep. And I try to make sure I do put good gas in it.
Oh, yeah. Good gas is important. That was what I was looking for. Like, I don't want to buy some of this no-name gasoline that, you know, from Johnny Bob's little corner market, you know. Some of these gas stations are a little questionable.
Especially when you look out back and there's a still out back.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long are you out here for?
It's open. I'll probably stay for maybe a week or so. My folks live here, so I'm going to hang out with them for a little while. They're both in ailing health at this point, so I'm going to kind of work around the house and get some things taken care of here for maybe a week or so and then head back.
Well, we got a little bit of cross conversation going on here in this vehicle. My passenger in the, my person in the passenger seat is W8CFH, who's been licensed since 1958. The back seat is Colleen, W8CPR. So, and I've been licensed for, I don't know, 56, 57 years, something like that.
Well, you guys have quite a pool of talent in that car then. Good morning, everyone. And W8CPR, I have a friend out in San Jose, N6CPR, and he's a paramedic.
Yeah, Colin used to do the hospital routine, yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice meeting you folks. Okay, you guys have a great day. I'll let you get back to your in-vehicle conversation, and I'm going to go in and have some coffee. So, great day to everyone. Whiskey 6, Hotel Sierra.
All right. Well, hey, feel free to, you know, get on the system. We're on it. I monitor the, up where I live, I monitor the 3-1 repeater. I can get into the 3-1. It's all linked. I'm on the 147.38, which used to be my repeater. I used to own that repeater here in Flint. And I had a good association with the whole Flint area for a number of years. But I retired, and I don't think I am yet. All right, 7-3, enjoy the morning. Enjoy field day. W8JDE Mobile.
W-A-D-D-G, you said? This is K-E-A-Y-I-L. You got a copy?
Yeah, this is W-A-J-D-E Mobile, just getting off here at the Hill Road off 23, heading to the Genesee County Radio Club field day site.
W-A-D-D-G, K-E-A-Y-I-L. Yep, we're heading to we're coming up here in St. Helens. And we're heading over to the Deer Park where we're going to have our field day there, and we'll be going over there shortly after breakfast, and we're going to have a good day on the field. So you have a good day, sir. I'm glad you could pick me up there. Like I said, I'm about an hour away from you, and so I got a good signal going here. I just put up a new beam. I wanted to see how you were copying me.
Have a good day. Enjoy field day, W-A-J-D-E Mobile.
W-H-J-D-E, W-H-Y-R-C. Hey, John.
Hey, W-H-Y-R-C from W-H-J-D-E Mobile. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to be K-A-8-F-I-E, Mike Nichols. I used to work with you at Comcast.
That would have been many, many, many years ago. Yeah. Wow. How's Mike doing?
Goofing off. My daughter decided to have open house here in my house for Field Day weekend. I thought, no, you can't do that. So I'm going to try to hit Field Day and normally set up there and operate. But we're going to have a three station, I guess, this year instead of four. But other than that, trying to retire, but not all the way. I'm still working here and there.
I copied here and there, so I'm actually, when I hit the Field Day site, my daughter ought to be there along with my grandson. Gonna get the grandkid his first Field Day exposure.
Yeah, get them early because I got 15 grandkids and two great-grandkids, and none of them involved with the radio, so... anyway, I jumped back in it with both feet with all this digital stuff. So, in fact, I just sold a ICOM 7300 because I have the ACU 991A. So, I don't need both. So, I'll let you go, John, if you're busy. I know you said you're just about where you were going there. But nice talking to you. I haven't talked to you in many, many moons. Tried to get you on, what was it? An email or something like that. I know you live up north now, but you used to live over here not too far from me. So, 73W8YRC.
Yeah, those were the days of the 100-foot tower in the backyard with the tri-band beam and, let's see, N8NE and N8EN. Oh, man, we used to chase the DX back then. Right, 73? And I do get on the 3-1 repeater quite often, so I know you guys are linked in because I've actually checked into a net on the 6-2 one night, so have a great day, WAJDE Mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Partly sunny, 69 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 74 degrees.
W8JDE Mobile, listen in.
We up to John, W8YRC.
And good afternoon.
I said, what are you up to?
Yeah, we are, we left Genesee County Radio Club set up, and we're heading north towards, I guess you could say, Pig Canyon area. We're going to hit a border park up there on the way home.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I just pulled a few times. I go down to Metamora there, and I haven't done burners over here in the state game area yet, but yeah, we'll eventually. Anyway, yeah, I just heard you in there. You're basically working your way back home.
Yeah, eventually.
All right. Okay. My daughter has walked in. We got to go to Sam. So exciting. So 7-3. Catch up to you later. W8YRC.
See you later. W8JDE Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
KE8ZZX Mobile.
W8YRC Mobile.
W8YRC, this is KE8CZX Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees.
WHJC. BNB on 3-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Crap.
Did you do it
on the 10 on 3-8 again and then go back? I forgot. 3-8
first?
That's fine. I think I'm going to have to drop the 2-9 a little.
Okay. 3-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, on 2-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. KDA BNB.
Okay, Chuck, what did you hear on the transmitter when you did, took the transmitter up?
The volume down what?
I said, should I bring the transmitter, Chris Key up on 2-8, or 3-8, and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then go back to 2-9 and see what Jeff thinks transmit-wise.
Okay, on 3-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, on the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think the link audio needs to go down, Fred. He was almost clipping on 3-8.
So he was clipping on 3-8 to me. So I think Chris, are you? What type of mic are you on?
I'm on the Icon Bass mic, the same one we did with UHF. Same distance, same voice level.
But he wasn't clipping on 2-9 though.
Because I had turned it down originally, because I thought it was weird. So I turned it down, but he still sounded like he was clipping on 3-8. And I only turned the 2-9 down, so that tells me, can you turn the gain down on that mic, Chris, on the Icon?
Yeah, give me a second.
So that would mean 2-9 would have to go back up then, right?
Correct, that's what I'm going to do. I turned it down because I heard him clipping, but he was clipping on 3-8 to me. I thought it was just to me.
All right, you want me to try 2-9 or 3-8? I'm on 2-9 right now. I turned the mic down, mic gain down.
Let's go back. Have you go to 3-8 and make sure, I want to make sure you're sounding fine onto 3-8, because we know 3-8's receivers are aligned properly.
Okay, back on 3-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think your audio
is so down, so low, I got to pull it up to the speaker to hear it.
From what you turned it down, Chris, if you can turn it back up.
Three, eight, turn the mic gain back up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the 3-8.
That's too far. Yeah, half the distance of what you want.
All right. How does that sound now, Jeff? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, now go to 2-9.
Okay, on 2-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think he's a little bit louder on 2-9, Fred.
sounded about the same to me coming to the network. So let me do this. How did that tone sound on 2-9, Jeff?
Loud and almost over. I'd say that's okay.
Alright, let me turn on the whatchamadooder, the echo.
Alright, real quick, Fred, you need anything else before I gotta jump off here?
Yeah, I think so. You should, echo should be on, Jeff, so if you key up, you should hear yourself come back.
Alright, thanks, Chris. Kitty, SWR.
You're welcome. Kitty, CMB.
That was weird when he keyed up and stopped talking.
Man, there's a squelch crash and a half on that one.
Yeah, can you change that?
I'm off the PO logic, so not really.
You can't put a delay on transmitter drop?
What do you mean on transmitter? You mean, no, the swelch crash is from the receiver, Jeff.
Then why is it crashing right before it drops? Oh, there it did that time. I knew it. I can hear myself echo.
Well, I would hope so. I think the, UHF, did I turn it off? No. Yes, no. No, I left it on, sorry. So yeah, you're probably going to hear yourself come out of the, yeah. But if the squelch crash is because of the receiver, it's not the transmitter.
I guess I don't understand why he put a PO board on these.
All right, I'm going to drop 2-9, or drop the VHF UHF stuff here. So we're done with 2-9 for now. You going to do 220 next?
No, I don't have the equipment out here.
Okay, I'll talk to you on 800.
Keep it up,
Javier. WFSM?
KFA-EDQ, I'm not sure if anybody listening has a digital radio where they can talk over the Michigan statewide channel so I can test my DMR code plug. I'd much appreciate it. This is KFA-EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees.
Maybe they're still there.
Yeah, I might get a man. He needs to help him with something. So I'm going to get downstairs here to do a really quick one.
All right, thank you. I don't know what I did, but I plugged it into the same port, but it didn't come back, so I don't know what happened there.
No, I had to change the port. It's a new device, I think, so I just renamed it and put it in a new thing. Am I even making it tonight?
Yes, you are.
All right, I'm going back up outside to help Michelle.
All right, I'm out of here. KBSW.
KF8BOT listening.
SWR Mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 76 degrees.
W8JC, Whiskey 8, well, wait a minute, this is W8JC, looking around, see if there's anybody out here today.
Yeah, I think so. WAYRC, I just want to say Happy Field Day weekend. There's a lot of guys out there right now making contact, so probably not too many people are on the repeater.
Yeah, I was over there this morning. Here on the road. I just live a couple miles south of there. Name here is John. And, I picked up, a lot of things that nobody else wanted. Got a couple 2-meter mobile units, a couple handy talkies. What else did I get? Stuff I probably don't need and should have left there, but I didn't. So back to you. This is WAJC.
Hey, okay. I'm over here in Lapeer, so we got off M21 here. We got field day going here. So I think what you're probably talking, referring to Genesee County, but anyway, they have no swaps or nothing with it. So anyway, I just get down here to monitor HF and see. I got an open house for my house tomorrow, so I'm getting ready for that. So kind of bumming on the field day part, because normally one of the operators, but I guess we have to wait till next year. So anyway, I'm going to have to get out of here. I still got stuff to do, but I heard you in there. Just want to say hi. WAYRC, name is Mike, by the way.
Okay, Mike. I haven't been too active here in the last 2 years. And decided maybe I could get a little more active. So I'm running a ICOM A20H, which is you may or may not be familiar with it. It's a combination 2-meter 440. And seems to work real good. I've been licensed since 1958, but I haven't been active all the time, so. It's good to know that your stuff's still working. And like I say, I bought some more pieces today, which I probably shouldn't have. I couldn't resist the bargain price. So we'll meet you again sometime. It's WAJC, listening.
73 WARC. For bands count, WAYRC.
Good evening, 20:00 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
And 8 XP.
Thank you. Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
KRSWR29.
N8XP. W8YRC, N8XP.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees.
N-A-W-G.
There was somebody in here. N-A-W-G.
KE8CB, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ, KE8CB. Doing alright, just walking my dogs. I gotta say, around 7 o'clock, the band's finally opened up and I got about 20 contacts between then and now.
Yeah, good job, man. I don't know what a good number is for a field day, but you know, getting any number of contacts is good. But yeah, that's a good amount though. So how long did you have to work to get that?
I started when I got home. It was like 7:30 or something, and up to about 10 minutes ago when I went for a walk. And I'll get back on when I get home.
Yeah, copy that. Do you have, what kind of, I'll have to ask you about your setup sometime. I don't want to talk too long because I was just getting ready to go to bed, but I heard your call sign, so. No, I saw you at field day briefly when I was pulling out, but, I was there for a couple of days. I was admiring a few people's setups, and yeah, it's all a very interesting hobby. Yeah, I'm interested. Now I know I have to get my general at least.
Yeah, I was a little jealous of KE8CQ. You got the
mobile radio I want to get someday for doing polling. He has a FT891. The downside, you don't have all the parts to do digital on it yet. So, what parts you needed. My setup, I just got a MacBook running WSJTX with Grid Tracker software, which passes my contacts to Chromebook and Z, which is a free logging program. And Grid Tracker passes my contacts off to E2SL, E2SL card, digital. Just a logbook of the world. That way I have a triple backup content. And that's pretty much it. The radio, the FTDX10. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, copy that. I heard most of what you transmitted. There was static coming in and out, but yeah, I'll have to hook myself up with a nice rig one of these days. We'll see. I've been talking to WD8KLL. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's encouraging. And he's got a Yaesu, and it seems like a very popular brand. So I've got, like I said, the 150R, and I think an 891 would probably suit most of my needs. So that might be something I'd be looking into. But yeah, it's good to hear you out here. We'll talk to you probably, I don't know, I'm going to be on the net tomorrow, so maybe we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This is KFA-EDQ.
Yeah, if you do get to 891, make sure you look into DigiRig. They make a special sound device for the 891 that simplifies the setup. And, yeah, I think you'll love it. I just to get my antenna. My antenna is a double bazooka dipole, 20 meters only. So, yeah. You have a good day. Get you HCV.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
NAWG.